USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jeffrey Epstein has committed suicide. With that story, here's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire who was accused of sexually abusing teenage girls, was found dead this morning. He killed himself last night in his cell in the Manhattan Correctional Center, where he had been held without bail since his arrest early last month on sex trafficking charges. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown has reported on him for over a decade.
Well, I'm pretty surprised, you know, that he had allegedly tried this before, so you would have thought that they would have been paying pretty close attention to him and had people really watching him. He should have been on suicide watch as it is, so it's kind of surprising.
Documents that were released yesterday by a federal appeals court in New York revealed former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew were all clients of Epstein, all of whom deny the accusations.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people have been caught between the police and the protesters. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is continuing to defend her government's handling of the protest by saying natives of Hong Kong have more rights under the current rules. Companies like Guard Dog Security, Tuffy Packs, and Bullet Blocker are now peddling bullet-resistant backpacks for children just in time for the back-to-school shopping season. But critics argue they're using tragedy as a marketing opportunity and exploiting the parents' worst fear. Of course, safety is on the mind of many, especially after two back-to-back mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. Molly Timmons, a Justice Department spokeswoman, says marketing that claims testing or certification for such products is completely false. She said the backpacks also do not protect against military-style weapons.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A star NFL player's got cold feet? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As the NFL preseason continues, we're hearing that Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown is suffering from frostbite from a cryotherapy session gone wrong. Cryotherapy is a procedure that involves stepping into a cylindrical metal tube that is chilled to temperatures minus 270 degrees by nitrogen vapor. Kathy Butters is a cryotherapy expert, and she says the procedure does have many health benefits.
The main one is pain management and flushing inflammation from your body for recovery, which a lot of elite athletes will do for post-recovery workouts.
Butters was speaking there on ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Walmart has ordered workers to remove video game signs and displays that depict violence from stores nationwide after 22 people died at a shooting at one of its Texas stores. But the big box retailer will continue to sell guns. In an internal memo, the retailer told employees to remove any violent marketing material, unplug Xbox and PlayStation consoles that show violent video games, and turn off any violence depicted on screens in its electronics departments. Walmart will still sell the violent video games and hasn't made any changes to its gun sales policy despite pressure from workers, politicians, and activists to do so. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat running for president, blasted Walmart in a tweet. She said the weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right things. Stop selling guns. This is USA Radio News.